You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, we're talking with Klaus Hu. He's in Berlin right now. Klaus, thanks so much for being with me today.
Hi, Brainerd.
Let's begin with talking about a recent exhibition, Unsettled Landscapes, which was at Somos Art Space in Berlin, which is where you are now in Berlin. Can you tell us a little bit about the approach of Unsettled Landscapes? I know the works were developed in another area, so maybe you could talk to us a little bit about the production of that show, the research.
Yeah, hi to everyone. I'd like I can speak a little bit about how it came through through my research, which was recently mostly based on archival research. And so in the years 2009 till 12, I worked a lot on digital databases and the archive, mainly on NASA's archive. And in the year 2013, I had then been invited for the Center for the Art Institute, and then I had the chance to perform a little bit more, real research into the landscape, or not working so much then with archival databases, but what I found inside the landscape, which was really quite an amazing challenge for me. So what I did then, getting a little bit rid of the archival research, was then really doing photographic research, driving out into the landscape, going to the Indian First Settlement reservations, and doing a little bit also then photographic printing while I had been there at the residency. But when I came back to Berlin, I transformed a lot of these photographic recordings into either big-scale paintings, reconnecting my experience, and also doing a little bit further research, meaning underlying subjects like land use, which is also very precisely provided by Center for Land Use, for example, with a really excellent database. But my recombinations was then also based on my archive, further research, the studio-based transformation into paintings, the final refinement of the books. I compiled two books out of this, and compiled the exhibition, which was then presented at Somos Art Space. Means the paintings, the photographic research, and the underlying subjects of land use, and also in detail the uranium mining aspect, which is really detailed, provided by Center for Land Use on their database.
So let me just ask you, the residency that you were in, where was that residency taking place in 2000?
It was at the Santa Fe Art Institute in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
And so a good amount of the research you were doing there was, as I understand it, was also about Native Americans, settlements, and even the portraits that Edward Curtis did. Was that part of the research?
No. That came up later. So I was not so much interested in portrait photography. So, for example, for a recent painting, it was then later when I had been back in Berlin, I used one photo of Edward S. Curtis, this peyote structure. It's called the frame of the Peyote Sweat Lodge. But I later refound on the database of the, I think it's the Northwestern University Digital Library Collection. But this, it was not so much connected to my photographic archive or my photographic research I did during my stay in New Mexico.
So as you came back and all this research came together, what were there were paintings, there were also books, but the subject that we're moving around is about resources of the North American Southwest. It is about an environmental as well as social issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's both. That's true. And for me, it's also really subjective subject, you can call that. I mean, what I was saying before, the databases, which are the research which is provided by Center for Land Use, for example, that it has then been really connected to my subjective or photographic research. I mean, basically, I had been invited for a curatorial project research at Center for Art Institute, but while I had been there, I really had the feeling that I had to do something as kind of experiential research. And that was the reason I drove out so much and rented a car and went all to these landscapes. So, for example, I went to Bandelier archaeological site, which is quite near the Los Alamos Labs. And it's also a little bit frightening, because when you imagine that this archaeological site is just one canyon away from the Los Alamos Labs, well, for example, but my photographic research was not when I had been there based on the uranium conflict. So this research came later when I had been back in Berlin. So then I realized that this is really the confrontational issue about my photographic research, which was really based on a, you can say, on a first sight or in a first scratching the surface introduction.
And why do you pursue these particular interests? I mean, in a way, the Santa Fe, much of what you were doing, the research there seems that it's also about the area. It's specific to the site. But is this a specific ongoing concern of yours, the many topics you are approaching? Is that something that you planned in advance as a way of researching a body of work? And if so, why those particular areas of study?
You mean New Mexico?
Yeah.
You asked, well, it came out, we'll have to go back to the former project, working with databases, mainly with databases. And I was a little bit stuck then. I mean, working for 3 years only with databases and not with experience or with where I am involved as kind of a researcher. But I mean, the digital databases, you sit at your laptop and you research the databases and you research the histories and research the conflicts, and then you go back to your studio work, to your wall, and transform some of these photographs or transform it into paintings. And that it was not really, I had the feeling that it was not really what I wanted to continue with. Hmm. So I applied for Center for Art Institute with a kind of a conceptual project, but when I had been there, I had the feeling I had to do something with me and what to experience with me and the landscape, or that I get into a little bit more into the aspect of landscape, because before I was working with the database of NASA and this more escapist attitude and the sci-fi aspect of the Mars images, the Martian images of the Martian rover Spirit. And it was not, at the end, it was also one, it had been one project, but it was not, I had the feeling I had to, a little bit then, when I had been there in Santa Fe, to do a little bit on my own, how you can call it, daily experience, and also what to be found. Not so much working on a conceptual issue.
And so then the books, you're writing books as well as all of this, as well as your visual practice, and those are part of the same research, aren't they?
Yeah, they are more or less the output, so the additional output. That means the two books are compiled afterwards out of the photographic research, and some of the works are also included in one book, which is called Painting 2006 till 15. And the two books I compiled out of the residency is called New Mexican Travels, and the second book is a small print, because I had also an additional flight over to Utah to see the spiral jetty of Robert Smithson, and they are compiled out of these photos. I compiled an additional small edition book with the photos by. Of the photos, and connect them with other photos I recorded at Bandelier site in New Mexico and at Madrid. It's a small community in New Mexico and at Bandolier, the archaeological site. So the first book, New Mexican Travels, is more or less, you can call it, an artist photographic diary. So the subject I was talking before to you about the underlying conflicts, so the mining aspects, or what is now Santa Fe Art Institute is now setting up a residency which is with a thematic residency about water rights. So these had been additional research when I had been back to Berlin, so getting a little bit into these issues and reconnecting it to my visual experience I had when I had been there in New Mexico.
Yeah, in all of these works feel, and I don't know if you would term them activist ideas or projects, but it feels to me that all of the things that you've discussed, as well as your books, though we're talking about research and theory, these also connect to the daily world, how we all practice, and how we all affect our social and ecological environment. Am I reaching there, or is that also part of what's happening here? Yeah,
that's true what you're saying, but I have to admit that I don't feel as much as an activist. So that's a little bit. I see myself as a painter working with photography and databases. So the activist part is a little bit. I mean, the underlying conflict inside the work. But I don't see myself as an activist.
Well, that makes sense. But when people are looking at your shows, like the Unsettled Landscapes, there's a lot happening within those landscapes. So when people are looking at them or buying them or talking about them, are they aware of the research that you've been involved in and what's happening there? Or do you think their interest from your audience, so to speak, is coming from another area that's purely visual?
Well, it's both. I had, for example, initiated two talks during the exhibition. So during one evening, I showed the photography as video documentation from this day and talked a little bit about the underlying issues and compiled also some historical references. The second talk, and I invited the scientist, and she is a professor. She's both German and American. So she talked a little bit about what you asked me about the ecological aspect and about the issues, about the uranium mining aspects. Because she's a scientist, and she's teaching as a professor here at Freie University in Berlin, and she's connected a little bit with the German government and as an advisor about the ecological subjects, and I'm not sure if I'm right what I'm saying, but she's also connected to some economic projects as an advisor relating to this ecological concerns. And then she brought 20 or 30 of her students with her, and we had then a talk during the evening, both from her perspective and from my artistic perspective. And that was quite challenging during that evening. So it was not only a visual experience, so I tried to involve then also a different perspective inside, also during one evening.
I like that. I mean, I feel like you hear a little more of that, or I hear a little more than in the art world now, and everybody has their own perspective, but work that often involves a type of research, sometimes academic, but has a final output of allowing us to reflect in different ways about our social landscape, political landscape, or an ecological landscape, even if that's not the primary motive. When researching, it seems that the viewer, the audience, has to take that in a little bit, because that's a part of the work, even if it's not activist. Activist does sound like the wrong term or an older term, but it's, as you're saying, the American woman was lecturing on that, seems to point to that. And how was the audience reacting to that? Was there a conversation about that? Or
Yeah, we had a discussion and a talk, and there were different point of views, especially on the uranium mining aspects. Yeah. Did I understand correctly? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering kind of the conversation that it's generating among an audience, if there are, because there are so many issues and so much to say, whether there was, controversy or opinions being voiced by audience members during something like that, like your discussion or the scientist discussion, because these are, we're talking about issues that also are kind of modern tragedies in some cases, the uranium mining and more.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. There was, for example, one woman, she was or is a student, she had a really different opinion that I was claiming or presenting about the, for example, about the landfills, the uranium landfills, which you can research on the Center for Land Use database. So the Center for Land Use database shows all these landfills which are in the middle of nowhere, overground in the U.S. And we were then also talking a little bit about the about our atomic age and if it's really necessary to continue. And she had a really she had a really positive attitude towards another critical attitude, and she had the feeling humankind can resettle atomic energy despite all the not solved problems about, for example, mining or the deposit, so the waste question, but how to store the waste of uranium atomic power. And then we got a little bit into discussion, and that was quite challenging. So it was not only me and Mrs. Schroyer is her name, but it was then really, we got into that quite different, we got into quite a discussion with different perspectives. So we were not only talking about the visual aspect, that was a little bit missing, I have the feeling, during that evening. So we really got into that discussion quite deeply with different positions, with different perspectives.
And where will this go? What is the next project you're working on? So this is, I imagine you're still working on a book, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that. And what's happening in the next 6 months? Is there another project or research oriented?
Well, this is a little bit of I'm not aware what is happening next, because I'm still stuck into this subject for a while. So I applied for one or two more residencies, one in Europe, and two residencies for the wilderness residencies in the U.S. But it's not yet confirmed. So my studio work is a little bit now, let's say, I continued with some more paintings, and but there's not an exhibition confirmed at the moment to come up. So I have a little bit, I proceeded a little bit for applying for a next residency, which may be in Turkey, in Istanbul, but it's not confirmed yet. So, and also applied for a Joshua Tree residency. So both are not confirmed yet.
Yeah, Joshua Tree is very beautiful. So in your practice, are you also teaching? Is there other elements of how you earn a living, or are you able to be in your studio all the time?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I heard you had a talk with a gallerist recently who is in both from Berlin, has now opened a gallery in New York, and he was talking about the Berlin conditions. So it's really difficult to make or to sell work in Berlin. As you may know, there are about 400 galleries in Berlin, but hardly 40 to 50 of these galleries, you can call them commercial galleries, and the artists can make a living off. As far as I'm at the moment I'm not connected to a commercial gallery. Yeah, that's a little bit difficult to make a real living in Berlin out of the production of the work.
So do you teach, or what else do you do in order to be able to make the work and survive?
No, at the moment I'm not teaching, no.
Well, very good. So then part of the project is surviving. You're doing a pretty amazing job surviving then.
Well, I had a little bit of support from my family, but this is now ending. And also the residency in New Mexico was quite expensive. So that means, yeah, sure, I have to find a commercial gallery who would like to represent me.
So in closing, is there a place you want to point listeners to? This is coming out in November of 2015, but it'll keep running. There are listeners in Berlin and New York and around the world. So though there'll be links in this interview to your specific shows, is there anywhere you want to guide people to who may be in Berlin or have a possibility of seeing your shows or books?
Yeah, you can have a look on my blog. I update my blog, so when there's something coming up, it's klaushugh.blogspot.com or .de, either or. And there are all my updates of either the news, the exhibitions, the books, some of the older site-specific competitions, and, yeah, also of the painting series, which I proceeded in the recent years.
Klaus, thanks so much for talking with me today. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.